Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Sora's Quest by T.L. Schreffler. Narrated by C.S.E. Cooney. Prologue. Blood stained his hands. Blood and flower pollen, and the sickly smell of spilled perfume. Volkrian grasped the body, crumpled in front of the apothecary, cold and limp in the doorway. Petals were strewn around the cobblestones, glints of yellow, blue, and white. It had been a horrible mistake. He had warned his brother, but his brother had not listened. He had hoped to meet him here on these steps, to convince him to leave the city, but he was too late. Etienne's enemies had arrived first. His brother had been too friendly, spreading word of their practice to the wrong people. There were dangers in using magic, risks that one should not take, especially in a world where magic was thought dead. "We're the only ones who can use it, Volkrian," his brother once said, his eyes gleaming with a passionate light. "Don't worry. Humans are weak. It will be like the olden days, before the war, when wolvens were powerful." But magic was dying for a reason. 2 days ago, a member of the nobility had bought a potion from them, a tonic to make a woman fall in love. But young Etienne had botched the tonic. He had forgotten a key ingredient, and it hadn't worked as planned. Volkrian read of the woman's death in the papers, a well-respected noblewoman suddenly taken by a mysterious illness. The paper insinuated she had been poisoned. With a gut-sinking dread, he immediately realized the truth. And knowing the nobility, he knew there would be repercussions. He raced back to the apothecary, but not fast enough. Volkrian's nostrils flared as he touched his brother's body, and then he saw the sticky red pool of blood on the ground. His brother's blood crowned the tips of his fingers like expensive paint. Something trembled within him, crawling from the tips of his fingers to the back of his throat. He could feel his brother's blood like a rush of heat, an itch, a knowledge carried in his bones. On the outside, he was silent, calm, still. But inside, magic surged through him, thick like black water. He was drowning in it. "Who did this?" Suddenly, Volkrian didn't see the apothecary or the cobblestone street. His eyes clouded over, turning from ice blue to chilled silver. A vision came to him of his brother's final seconds. He saw the bushes across from their shop, the long stretch of paved road, a clutch of stars high overhead, twinkling in the solemn night, and then a shadow, a knife, a face. The last image that had flashed before Etienne's eyes, his killer. Volkrian memorized what he saw, a man dressed entirely in black, a veil hiding the lower half of his face, a knife, long, wicked, curved to a vicious point, the man fleeing down the road. Then the vision slowly faded, leaving him dizzy, momentarily disoriented. He blinked, his eyes dry from staring, his nose filled with the fresh scent of his brother's blood. He glanced down at the body again and watched the slowly widening pool of blood on the ground. His brother had only been dead for minutes. It should take no longer to catch up with the killer. Volkrian leapt to his feet. There was no time for funeral rites. He would take care of that after he took his revenge. He took off running in the same direction the assassin had fled, racing down the cobblestone side streets. Volkrian's body hummed with energy, with the ancient power of his race. This magic was his birthright, his heritage, his blood, more natural than learned. His eyes were lined with silver, and he could see the assassin's trail like a bright light against the ground. It led straight and true, no alleys, no jumped fences. Perhaps the killer did not know he was being followed. Mist rose with each breath he took. Volkrian passed scores of sleeping houses. The only light was from the moon overhead. Faster, faster. There was a beast in